Good evening, folks. Right, let me try this again. I tried to record an audio boo earlier, but I had a seizure. You wouldn't want to hear that. It wasn't very nice. I totally lost my faculties, and it would not sound good. Although, if you really want to know what it sounds like when I have a seizure, I suppose you can let me know and I can DM it to you. Although I'm not sure how long it is, I'll have to check. Anyhow, I just wanted to record an audio boo because it is audio mo. And, I mean, it's not the end of the world if I don't post anything today for audio mo, but I would like to. Unfortunately, I don't have much, really, to report today, because this has not been a very good day for me. I'm still sort of recovering from this stomach bug that I had this weekend, although I'm feeling a lot better than I was yesterday. But then I had a bunch of seizures. I had one this afternoon, and then one this evening during a search committee meeting that I had to attend at church, and then another one when I was coming home from church, and that was when I was trying to record my audio mo for today. Fortunately, we elected a secretary for this search committee, back in our first meeting, and she was taking minutes this evening, so if I missed anything, then, oh, bloody Nora. Okay, I guess I'm not feeling as well as I thought I was. What happens with me when I get seizure-y is that I have moments of lucidity followed by moments where I'm not very lucid at all. And then sometimes I lose my words altogether, and I repeat syllables, and I repeat words. And I have difficulty speaking. It's like there's a disconnect between my brain and my mouth, and I sort of know what I want to say, but I can't get it to come out. So I'm not, as much over the seizure as I thought I was, and it's really discouraging because, now, you may well think this is egotism and pride speaking, because who knows, maybe it really is. But I would like to think that, generally, I am well-spoken, I have a wide vocabulary, and, you know, a good grasp of the English language. And so it's really frustrating for me when I lose my words, and I can't express myself the way I want to, and I can't articulate properly. Which is what happened during the last boo I tried to record, but then I totally lost it completely, so I don't think you want to hear that one. It's not very nice. But I don't really want to bombard you with my woes and miseries. That's, to me, that's not the purpose of audio boo, at least not for the boos that I record. I mean, you get enough of that in your own day-to-day lives. You don't need to hear it from other people, the people that you might not even know. That's how I feel anyway. I meant to tell you, let's see if I can actually do this. I meant to explain about this search committee meeting that I'm on. It's more of a responsibility than I initially realized. We're going to have to get together in smaller groups and fill out both a profile of the congregation that we have and a narrative of what the church is like, and then also fill out a document stating what we're looking for in a minister. So that is what we're going to be doing this summer. There's going to be a fair amount of research and writing involved, which is fine by me. I mean, I'm not really tied down by anything else at the moment except for the volunteer work that I'm doing, and that's fairly sparse right now. So I'm glad to do what I can and contribute in any way that would be helpful, but it's just going to take a lot more time than I initially realized. Actually, tomorrow night I have a discipleship committee meeting, so I've been kind of busy with church a lot lately. The other thing I wanted to talk about today was this really interesting tidbit that I heard on the radio this morning. Apparently, in the Maritimes, a law is either about to be passed or has already been passed, which will allow people of 16 years of age and up to vote in provincial elections, and I guess municipal ones too, which I think is great in a lot of ways. I'm kind of ambivalent about it, but in one sense I think it's wonderful because a lot of the people that are eligible to vote, at least here in Ontario, are very apathetic and completely disengaged, and they just don't care. So generally we have a lot of low voter turnouts at elections, although I think at this last one the voter turnout was a little better than it had been in the past. And it's been my experience that youth are actually very much engaged, politically speaking. I've read a lot of stuff in the paper, editorials and essays and whatnot, from young people about their political views and their feelings. So I think it would be great if they were allowed to vote. But what concerns me is that some people of that age, I'm not saying all by any stretch of the imagination, but some kids are not emotionally mature enough, really, to know what they want or what would be right for them or for everyone else. So I'm kind of thinking that they might not be able to make decisions that would be good for everyone. So I guess we'll have to see what happens. I guess they'll try this new law out in the Maritimes and see how it works out, and then if it works for them, then we may adopt it. But honestly, I know of some youth that are far more engaged than their parents or their grandparents. Actually, I just found out tonight that my church has almost 50 youth and children in its children's programs, which is really incredible because in a lot of churches you get maybe 5 kids, 10 kids participating. So it's amazing to know that we have almost 50. Well, folks, as I'm sure you're well aware, I am really tired and feeling terrible, and I don't think I can keep this up anymore, so I better end this for now. I'm awfully sorry that this particular audio mo was so crappy. This really sucked. But, I don't know, I felt that I really wanted to post something if I could, even though it's not very nice. I'm not even sure what I'm going to call this. Oh dear. Oh well. I will talk to you all later, and I haven't listened to anybody's audio booze all day, so I will have to rectify that. Okay, folks, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars.